I'd like to take you on a tour of the Plaza Blocks. The Plaza Blocks is a small park near City Hall. It's bounded by Southwest Madison and Salmon Streets and 3rd and 4th Avenue. So how the tour is going to work is that you can walk through the park as you please, sitting on benches, looking at different things. What I want you to focus on is the animals in the park, and then listen to the commentary that I'll give you through the phone. I'm going to talk mainly about animals and also about weed control in the park, and the tour is going to last about 6 minutes. So let's begin. The first thing I want you to notice in this park are all the animals. Look around. What animals can you see here? Well, there are pigeons and sparrows. Those are those small, hyperactive, round birds. Then there are starlings. Those are a little bigger than sparrows, but smaller than pigeons. And they have really beautiful plumage. They can be black or green or brown, sometimes spotted. Sometimes their feathers kind of look iridescent, and they have bright yellow beaks. And you may also see some other kind of animals here, like bluebirds or squirrels or maybe dogs that people are walking. The history of this park is pretty interesting. It was created in the 1850s, and it soon became a real kind of lively spot with hanging out and street speakers and all kinds of boisterous activity. In 1904, women complained that they were being harassed by men in the park and they couldn't really enjoy the park. So the park board decided to cut the park in half and set aside half of it, Chapman Square, for women, and the other half, Lonsdale Square, for men. And it's kind of interesting because the plants were also partially segregated by gender. For example, Chapman Square had all female ginkgo trees. And this gender segregation is still visible today. If you take a look at the bathrooms, you'll see that the women's bathroom is in Chapman Square and the men's bathroom is in Lonsdale Square. Another interesting thing about the park is the way that pigeons are regulated in the park, too. If you take a look at the Marco Hatfield building, that's across 3rd Street in between Main and Salmon, notice the columns on the front of that building. At the top of those columns are little spikes. You might have to go over a little closer to the building than where you're at now to see them. But those spikes are meant to keep pigeons from this park off that building. And there are a lot of other pigeon management techniques that are used in and around parks. For example, there's netting and shock strips and chemical hot foot and owl figurines and recorded noises. You may have heard these weird hooting noises like wee, 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 kind of like that in parking garages or down at the Rose Quarter MAC station. Those are noises meant to keep pigeons away. So why are pigeons managed in this park? Well, the reason is that people think of pigeons as a nuisance. They're not considered to be a beautiful animal, but they're considered to be a weed, you know, something that is not wanted. Many people think of pigeons primarily as machines to create pigeon poop. And it's not just pigeons, but many other animals in this park are also nuisances. For example, starlings have been hated for centuries. As early as 1564, there was a British law that put a price on starling heads, and down through the ages, many management techniques have been used against starlings. One interesting one that some clever folks tried recently was to create recordings of starling distress calls and then play them on hidden speakers near starling nesting areas. And this worked all right until the starlings found the speakers, at which point they got really mad, as you could imagine, and pecked the speakers apart. So while people have all different ways of trying to manage wildlife, we're not always very effective. You know, wildlife has managed to resist centuries of human management. And if you look around this park, you can see life is resilient. Animals are still flourishing here despite our best efforts. So I've talked about gender management and pigeon and starling management, but if you think about it, there are all different types of management techniques that are active in this park. For example, the grass is managed with a lawnmower, and the trees and shrubs are trimmed and fertilized, and the weeds are poisoned, and the federal building across the street that has pigeon spikes also has other management tools there, like guards and cameras and metal detectors to manage the people that use the building. And in the park, there are walkways and fences to keep the park users within bounds. Next to the federal building, you can see a prison. Up towards the top of the prison building, if you look, you'll see there's a chain link fence area. And in the evenings, you can sometimes see or hear the prisoners out on break there. This prison is probably the most extreme and complete and thorough management institution in this park. So I think one of the things that all these management techniques in the park points out is the way that this idea of weeds and weediness extends to the human realm. And, you know, another example is, you might have heard of this Operation Weed and Seed, which is a Department of Justice program that tries to weed out bad people from neighborhoods and then seed the neighborhoods with money. This idea of weediness in society is pretty interesting. It figures society as a park or garden. And in some ways, that's real appealing. Parks and gardens are beautiful and orderly, but in other ways, this idea is a little bit frightening. For example, who's the gardener in this scenario? Who decides who gets weeded and who gets fertilized? But happily, I think real parks and gardens give us a good counterexample to these kind of metaphors. Just look around this park. What do you see here? There are all kinds of weedy animals and plants that are thriving and are beautiful. Take a look at the pigeons and starlings. I think they provide us with a really wonderful example of how unwanted and uncultivated and weedy animals can be healthy and beautiful and can contribute to public space and can be an important part of the city. So that's about it for this tour. Thanks for listening.